Our next speaker is just an amazing human being, such a rad dude. You can see him at the Flatiron Comedy on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Give a big warm welcome to Mike Gifford.
So Claire asked me to come last minute because people went to what's the concert called?
Riot Fest.
And she knew that I would be sitting at home alone watching reruns of Columbo. So I'm available. So I show up here and I take a piss and I'm dripping a little because I got problems. And I walk out. And there's Kevin Reeder in the light booth, the good-looking guy's right there, and he says, "Nice shirt." Now, that's fucking stupid. Because the longer I've sat there and looked at myself, the worse I have gotten. And that's ridiculous. So I'm thinking, what am I going to talk about? And I realize 15 years ago this week, I started college at the Ohio State University. And you brought, okay. And I didn't know anyone. And I lived in a big tower. And I went outside and I sat on the end of this bridge that was out for the tower, the dorm. And I was chain smoking Marlboro Red cigarettes. And word had gotten around that there was a weird Jewy looking guy outside chain smoking cigarettes. And so this weird-looking guy comes out, and he's got an impression of, like, a nipple ring. And that's weird. I'd never seen a nipple ring before. And the guy comes out, and he goes, "Hi, I'm Dane like the dog." And I thought, "I don't want to touch you." And he turns out to be one of my very best friends. So we touched, and that was it. And he's gay, so then I understood why he had a nipple ring. I'm gay too, but I still wear this shirt. For the listeners, I look like a Bob Evans with AIDS. But that gives you listeners a more accurate description of me. So we do this. Dane plays the piano brilliantly. He's wonderful, a wonderful pianist. And we get asked to do a talent show. And it's like the first time I've ever performing in front of people. And I have no business being in front of people now or certainly then. And I'm in front and it's in front of every single resident advisor at Ohio State. So that's a lot of fucking people. There are like 500 people in this massive auditorium and all of the resident housing administrators, big shots, right? Big shots there. And so we put together a brilliant comedy piece to do for their entertainment for them. And he got drunk and laid by a half Irish, half Japanese guy and called me an hour before the show and said he couldn't make it. And I had to do it on my own. Sidebar. Now, I don't know if you've all noticed, but the quality of gay porn has gotten spectacular. I mean, really good. And they're really keeping current, too. I don't know how many of you have been watching men.com lately, but it's spectacular. Now, just recently, they've come out with a Pokemon parody called Fuckumon Go. And it's amazing. I swear to God, the acting from it has gotten from the caliber that they're doing on the Disney Channel. It's amazing. It's great. And so, of course, you're familiar with Johnny Rapid, and he plays Ash, and then they have Will Braun, who's like a Twinkie Clark Kent looking guy with the glasses, so he looks very smart when he's sucking a cock. And and they're with the Pokeballs, they're throwing them and catching quite impressive 8-bit Pokemon at the beginning. It's and it really draws you into the porn experience. I told you, high quality, not low quality. High. And so, so they're catching, and then they come across a big plush, not animated, but a big plush Pikachu. And they throw the Pokeball at the Pikachu, and it bounces off, and he magically transforms into a muscle hunk in a yellow Speedo, who then fucks them in the ass. And I was talking to a friend of mine this week, who works in the porn business. And I told them, I said, you know, I'm really impressed with all this. And there are two things that you guys are nailing when it comes to things that make me come. One is incredible plot. And the second is the sound. I love it. I'm like, I can barely make it to 10. It's incredible. My friend said, you know, with the magic of pornography, that is that's not real. And I, what? What do you mean? What, it's not real? No, it's not real. He said, you know what the sound is? I said, come on, what? What's that sound? He said, well, they stick their hand in a jar of Miracle Whip. And in the mirror. Oh my God. So you know what that means, folks. That means that I have orgasm more to sandwich spread than real people. And the sidebar. So my friend fucking ditched me for this big gig in front of hundreds of RA people, and I don't know what I'm doing. And I know nothing. So I go up in front of these people, they announce my name, the still closeted faggot Michael Gifford. And I walk out on stage and I do a street joke. Stupid. I do this street joke. I say, I personalize it to me, because what doesn't make a street joke great than to personalize it to your own real life experience? I don't know. So I say, it's a red fox joke that I ripped off. Yes, a red fox joke. It suits me. How stupid. What it was is I said I had a third grade teacher named Mrs. Douglas, and which is real. And we played this game called Beat the Pro, which is real. And what we do is we take a word in the context and we'd have to put it in a sentence, and then we would try to trick her so that then she couldn't spell the word, right? And if she couldn't accurately spell the word, we'd get a badge. And if we had enough badges at the end of the school year, we'd get a treat and get to go with her in her convertible to McDonald's, right? Big deal. So we're practicing the game, and the words are definitely. Okay, definitely. Well, the first girl, Lene Skipper, she raced her in. She's like the know-it-all or whatever. You know, she was really into horses, wore a lot of horse shirts, had very long hair, some Christian thing or something. Anyway, so she goes, okay, Mrs. Douglas, the sky is definitely blue. Well, no, Lene, the sky is not definitely blue. When storm clouds come in and whatnot, it turns gray and dark. So it is not definitely blue. You're wrong. Sorry. So the next girl, Liz McKinney, and she had buck teeth, and she lived on this house that her mom rented from Dave Ream, and her mom was named Susan, but we called her Suey, because, you know, and she'd always yell to her son, Kevin, Kevin, fetch me a Diet Coke. She was real trashy. And so Liz, poor Liz, and when she raised her, she said, okay, Mrs. Douglas, the grass is definitely green. Well, no, Liz, the grass is not definitely green when it's sunny and in August and the sun beats down upon it, it turns brown and dies. So it is not definitely green. Well, I was good and a nervous kid, and I went, Mrs. Douglas, I have a question first. She said, okay, Michael, what is your question? Well, whenever you pass gas, does it come out kind of chunky? And she said, no. And then I said, well, then I have definitely shit. And then I broke into an a cappella version of Bette Midler's Friends. When I am all alone, there is no one here beside me, and my problems have all gone. There is no one to deride me. But you got to have friends. The feeling's oh so strong. You've got to have friends to make that day last long. And I fucking bombed. It was silence. It was awful. Fucking awful. That piece of shit. I hope the half Japanese Irish guy gave you AIDS, you garbage human being. You ruined my life. So we had coffee afterwards, and we're best friends to this day. Now, he is last month, he performed at Lincoln Center and is doing quite well with the piano thing. And in fact, the composer, Philip Glass, said to him he really liked his work, which is pretty spectacular. And I'm here getting complimented by fucking Kevin Reeder about my stupid shirt. Thank you very much.
Actual thing that happened. I was standing right there. It's like, Kevin's just like, I like your shirt. Shut up!